Richard White is long retired from his paying job, that as a college security guard. But the Manchester native, now 82 years old, is seeing his other career, that of a music composer, finally gain traction. As NHPR's Todd Bookman reports, White's 900-page opera is getting its debut Thursday evening in New York City.
Hi, my name is Richard Allen White, and I guess I'm a composer.
Before he was a composer, White was a kid growing up in Manchester, New Hampshire, a kid who remembers two sounds that would come to shape his life.
I guess a good answer would be my mother's voice.
White's mother was a trained singer, and that second sound came from a speaker.
And also, every Saturday night, we tuned into Toscanini and the NBC Symphony Orchestra from Studio 8H.
It would take 82 years before White's own full-scale work would be in the hands of a professional company. It's a story of persistence, sure, but not in that Hollywood, I'm going to prove them wrong for not believing in me kind of way. Instead, White speaks of his below-the-radar life in music like it's been a reward, that he's always found pleasure in simply wandering around the notes. After performing in musicals in high school in the early 1950s, he earned a music degree at the University of New Hampshire. From there, he was off to New York to take in all the city offered.
You see, being in the West Village, you could cut it with a knife. There were writers all over the place and painters.
White immersed himself in the music and theater scene. He took evening classes at Juilliard, sang in church choirs. He then worked his way through a master's.
When I finally got my Master of Arts from Columbia University, the first job I had was loading trucks for the United Parcel Service.
That blue-collar job would be the first of many for White. Instead of living hand-to-mouth as a struggling artist or on a piano bench enduring music lessons with tone-deaf kids, he sought out steady paychecks, gigs that would leave him free for his real, if unpaid, career.
Music was my full-time occupation, I have to say, because I tended to take jobs which I would work in the evenings, and I have my days for my music.
That's how White, along with his wife and kids, would eventually land back in New Hampshire in the early 1990s. He got a job as an overnight security guard at Daniel Webster College in the city of Nashua.
And sometimes he would drop in and say hello, you know, he had arrived, whatever, and we would chat.
This is Hannah McCarthy, who spent 25 years as Daniel Webster's president. One of her accomplishments at the school was placing donated pianos around the campus.
We had a plan that we were going to put a piano everywhere we had social space. So we had a piano in our dining hall at the college, and we had it in our student center, and we had it in two of our residence halls.
And did you know that one of your security guards was tinkering away on his grand opus?
I did not at the time. No, I never saw him tinkering. That would not have been good for him.
White promises that when he was on the clock, the task at hand was always his priority. Though musical threads would often come to him.
I suppose with this job, walking around with a nightstick and keys and handcuffs, that I would be by myself. I guess I have to admit that, yes. That my mind would be clearer.
From that mind came a 900-page opera that took decades to complete. The work is called Hester, named after the main character of Nathaniel Hawthorne's novel, The Scarlet Letter. It's a classically structured opera, not atonal or avant-garde.
My piano's in not great condition, but I can hum a few measures, see if you might like that.
Earlier this year, White moved from Milford, New Hampshire to Brooklyn, New York to be closer to his daughter, Rebecca.
Could you hit a E-flat?
She was actually the one who submitted Hester to the Center for Contemporary Opera in Manhattan.
Let me have a C. Truly, the shame lay in the commission of the sin, and not in the showing of it forth. How's that? You want some more?
If you want more, you'll have to act fast. The debut, which will be performed by singers and musicians from the opera company, is already sold out, but a second show has been added for this weekend. White, admittedly, is uneasy about all the attention.
I don't know what they're going to think of me, so it's a little nervous. Yeah, of course, I th- Because I think the music's done. I think it's great music. What else can I think? But I really don't know if it's going to be great or not so great.
That sounds nerve-wracking. But Richard White already has one fan in his former boss at Daniel Webster College, Hannah McCarthy.
He was good. He was so good. But what he really had is he had so much passion for this. I mean, he gave his entire life to this work. He made choices so he could do what he knew would be beautiful. And I expect that it will be.
White has waited a lifetime for his music to be heard, and now finally it will be. I don't know. Maybe this is one of those Hollywood stories after all. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.